This podcast is called Okay Stupid.
Welcome to Okay Stupid, the horniest podcast in Brooklyn.
Spooky season. It's spooky season.
Yeah,
babes.
That it is.
That's the stupidest term I've ever heard.
You already know what your Halloween costume is going to be. I don't.
Yeah, and we are going to ask later. So I know Sabina has a costume. Lily, you better start thinking.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to be the Ocean Spray skateboarding Fleetwood Mac guy.
Have you found any Ocean Spray?
Dude, that's the craziest thing. No. It's really hard to find. It's like sold out everywhere.
I'll make you a fake one if not.
Fake label.
Yeah, no problem.
But I grew up on that shit. Being a Californian myself, watching that video just took me right back to my childhood.
Yeah, you saw yourself in it. Okay, so every time I laugh at something I say, I think someone else is laughing at it.
Yeah, okay, so we should explain. So Caroline and I are doing all the audio, all the tech alone this time because of scheduling stuff. And we really thought we could do it, you know, just the sheer willpower.
First of all, I started setting up at like 11 a.m. I was like, get the mics out, like get everything plugged in.
Because when you're a woman and you're doing tech, you have to be extra good.
Yeah.
Turns out we ran into a lot of complications.
Yeah. And so ultimately, Cobb and I are hearing everything that happens in the room twice.
Yeah, we're splitting a pair of AirPods. yep, I'm hearing everything. It feels like, honestly, it feels like we're in a packed auditorium pre-COVID.
That is such a good way to think of it.
We don't have a socially distanced audience. They're here. They're in the room. They're.
But this is a perfect excuse for us to finally shut up on a date. It's like you guys could do the talking, there won't be a problem.
It is excruciating, I will say. And we for the longest time when we were setting up, we couldn't figure out why. Everything seemed right, but we couldn't hear anything, and we really kind of flipped everything upside down. We were stumped for 10 minutes, and then Caroline lifted up the end of the cord and was like, it's not plugged in. Also, in case it's not obvious, we got so high before this. It was our own.
I thought the tech was set up. I would never smoke before.
Our hubris.
Hubris. Hubris. Hubris, dude. Like Febreze.
We flew too close to the sun. And I'm not even going to say the name of that myth because I'll probably get it wrong. Like with Hubris.
Off to a strong start. Should we bring our girls in?
Yes, we'll bring our girls in. I did want to make a couple of Trump jokes, but
I don't want to make them now
because I'm worried I'm going to be too ironic and then people are going to think I'm a Trump supporter. But all I'll say is greatest bit.
Dude, people already think that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Let's bring him in. We're so excited. As was hinted at earlier, we have a repeat guest, our very first in Okay Stupid history.
Yeah. Which speaks, I think, so much to the integrity and, gorgeousness of this guest to
and
be
the
first
okay,
repeat
stupid process.
Yeah,
we will not give up. Literally, we've got 5-6 more dates lined up for Sabina tonight.
Yeah,
but yes, we're very excited to welcome back our dear friend, comic,
twin,
hothead extraordinaire, Sabina Meschke.
Is this like, where do I? Okay.
Oh yeah, we're also sharing a microphone.
Yeah.
Cobb, stop pointing it towards you.
It's like, who's on the date?
Hi, hello. I'm so glad to be back. I'm thrilled and honored to be the first repeat guest. And I was gonna say I hope I'm on a million more times, but ultimately, like, that's not the goal. But you know, whatever. It's an honor to be back. I'd say we've become roughly 1 million times more good friends since I was on the first episode. So it's kind of a thrilling adventure.
You did show up an hour early this time too, but it was cool.
It was on purpose. It was on purpose.
Yeah, last time we came early. It was the first time we ever hung out.
Yes.
The three of us.
Yeah.
So it was
outside of a UCB class or
it was
PA.
Origin story.
Yeah.
Okay. And then without further ado, joining Sabina today, friend, other twin, European, kind of. I mean, by residence.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
Lily.
Residency, what's up? I can't believe this is I'm your sloppy seconds.
It's kind of like,
honestly, if anything,
I'm the, well, I think it's me that is the sloppy one. It's like, why am I back? What? Who knows?
But, you know. We can talk about it.
But yeah, before you introduce each other, I want to say the reason we matched you guys is one, and we definitely knew this beforehand, you're both twins.
Definitely knew.
And Sabina's middle name is Lily, and Lily, actually, her middle name is Sabina.
So in the end, you're related.
Actually, it is actually us who is twins.
We're twins.
Wow. That's beautiful. What is your, what kind of twin are you? Identical or different?
Fraternal. I have a twin brother. You would be surprised also how many people ask if we're identical.
Whoa, that's so
And I'm always like, you know,
that's
you'll...
simply not how
different genitals. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Like, really smart people ask us that, too. And I feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be gender normative, but we actually have different genitals, so we can't be.
Physically cannot be. That makes sense.
I wish. Are you identical? I feel like you are.
Me and my sister are identical. And yeah, we didn't know that we were identical until we were like 13, because my mom.
What do you mean you didn't know?
I think my mom like either forgot or like forgot to ask when we were born. And like, I guess my dad did too. I don't know. Everyone just didn't know. And
then, I feel like,
but they couldn't tell you apart.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't even tell. I couldn't tell me apart till in pictures till like, I was, I don't know, like 5 or 6 or something. But yeah, so they just didn't know. And then I don't really know why, but then my mom like called the hospital where me and my sister were born when we were like 13 and asked them to like go through their I don't know. I think they like looked at some sort of something and it turns out we're identical. But
identical twins always say that. There was like, we didn't know we were identical. And then you're like, you guys look exactly alike. Like, shut up.
But I think like,
you were surprised when you found out. You were like, oh my God, I had no idea.
People would ask us like, if we are identical or fraternal, and we genuinely like didn't know, because also we were born like a big amount of time apart, which
same
with
me. How many minutes?
23.
Oh, far. I was 19 minutes. Oh. Were you first or second?
I was second.
I was second.
okay. So much in common. Okay. I think Annabelle and I look different enough, but also like I can't tell.
Were you so many minutes apart?
I was flipped around. And
so was I.
Stop. And I.
Chill out. No, I'm not.
That's so crazy. Mom. I was literally a breech birth, and they had to pull me out butt first. So that's kind of where.
So was your sister vaginal, and you were C-section?
No, we were both vag. So I.
Oh, that's cool. I was C-section.
That's kind of more.
My brother was vag.
Nice.
But I have a little brother, and my mom always calls him V-back.
Oh.
And I didn't know what that meant. His nickname growing up was just V-back. Like, oh, this is little V-back, whatever. And it means vaginal birth after cesarean section. And I didn't find that out until like age 16 or something. So his nickname is V-back.
That's
and
beautiful.
Forever. Do you have other siblings?
Nah, it's just me and my gal, me and my sis.
Where does she live?
We both live in New York. So we like do comedy stuff together. And we hang out all the time. And we also went to college together and lived
together.
My God. In we can't get enough.
You guys are.
Yeah. In high school, we like were a little, we were still tight in high school, but she was like a popular normie. Mm. And I was like a little bit less that, a little bit less that.
Mm.
But yeah, but now we're BFFs and we do so much stuff together.
It's really cute. Aww.
Thanks.
Where's your brother?
My brother right now is in San Diego. But he doesn't live there. He lives in Boston, but he, you know, COVID vibes. Mm-hmm. Everyone goes where they're not supposed to be, I guess. I don't know. I would say I was more normie than him in high school.
Where are you from?
I'm from Rhode Island.
Nice.
I don't really identify with it, but it's where I'm from. Where are you from?
I'm from Florida, and also, I was going to say don't identify with it, but I feel like I do in the way
you
that
do. Like Florida's at least like iconic.
Yeah, absolutely. I have so many like stories of crazy, like just people really are murdering each other all the time.
Yeah, like that's epic.
Psycho. Oh, is it bad to talk about a murder that happened in my hometown? Maybe a little bad.
Oh my God, I
don't know.
Dude, Yeah, we talked about this. I cherish my hometown murder that happened when I was
Wait, what's school. Your hometown no. murder?
My hometown murder. There's a million of them.
Wait, tell it as part of introducing yourself.
Okay.
Wait, we haven't even introduced ourselves yet. Okay. What does that mean?
Anyway, I know, yeah, like what, okay, I'm
sorry. What do you mean?
I'm from Florida. I'm, what other information? Yeah,
just like, you know, age.
Okay. Last time I was on the podcast, I was 22, but now
what's your passion?
I'm 23. And I am do comedy and writing, and I love to read and watch YouTube videos, and I'm unemployed at the moment, but kind of just, you know, writing stuff and goofing off.
You used to be a dentist.
And I used to be a dentist. Not really at all. Kind of a little bit. When I was on the pod last, I had a job that had to do with me putting my hands in people's mouths and doing intraoral scans. Because, long story short,
really intimidating.
Know, listen to the previous pod for backstory, but I got, like, basically, I don't work for them anymore, so I can kind of say that they lied to me in order to hire me. And they told me I was going to be a receptionist, and then I was, you know, faking being a dentist, which kind of rocked. So I did that for like literally 2+ years. And then they tried to get me to come back in and scan people's teeth during the pandemic on like a 2-day notice. And I was like, actually, I'm good. So yeah.
Dude, 2 years is a long time to be a fake dentist.
It's literally psycho and crazy. It was insane. And it was just like, obviously, since it was like a ripoff Invisalign place, like it was like busier than it should have been. But I spent so much time just sitting and doing nothing and just like fully making above minimum wage to sit and do nothing. And also like all my coworkers were really chill because I think they purposely hired performers so that we would be able to like lie a little bit.
I'm telling you, they wanted you to do teeth musical.
Teeth monologues. And I kind of was monologuing. I would like kind of pull out like little lies. My manager, okay, wait, it's not, like, I'm not naming the company, so it's actually chill, but my, somebody was like, it's actually chill if you just tell people that you, like, worked at an urgent care, or that you, like, are trying to get clinical hours for, like, med school or whatever, and I'm like, okay, that's true of at least one person that works here, so it's kind of like we all share.
Wait, where in New York is it based?
It's, like, in, like, the office, I think, is in, like, Midtown, but the place that I worked was in Chelsea, and it was, like, crazy town. But I made some good friends, and then I left. So, it was chill. Anyway. Oh, and my hometown murder. Oh, wait.
I'm gonna tell us.
Okay, so this is, okay, there's a lot of them, obviously, because Florida's crazy. Oh, my God, there's literally so many. Well.
Tell your favorite.
My favorite. And it's, you know, not saying that murder's good, it's bad, we all know this. It is the Florida state bird, but it's still bad. But there was a janitor at my high school that killed the two other janitors and just left them on campus behind the cafeteria the day before school started, my senior year of high school. And so that was insane. The guy's in prison now, though, but he wasn't for a long time because he fled he was from Colombia. He went back there and he was like, hey, I murdered two people back in the US. And they were like, yeah, right. And then he just was like living life for like 5 years and then like 4 or 5 years and then went to the American embassy and was like, I wasn't lying. I literally killed two people. And then he got arrested.
What was he like as a janitor? Did you?
He was pretty quiet. The other two were like nice. I mean, it's always the quiet ones. The other ones were like nice and like we knew who the other ones were because they would say hi to like all the kids and stuff. But then the third one who did the killing was like kind of a quiet. He was like big and scary and.
That's always what it is.
Yeah, and apparently like weeks before he was like asking, like the principal if he could like bring guns to the school. And obviously the principal was like, no. And he was like, hey, asking,
can I bury a body here?
You don't mind if I kind of do a little something? But yeah, lots of crazy stuff. And there was also a guy in my town that ate someone's face. But that was.
Wait, was that Basalt?
No, he was sober apparently. And my sister saw him on Tinder the day before.
A copycat killer.
Literally. So that was crazy. That was like literally like probably I could walk there from where I live. This is my last one.
She saw his face on the news and I was like,
hey. Yes. She literally was like, because she remembered him because he went to our rival high school. So she was like, oh, he probably knows like X, Y, and Z people that we know that went go to this high school. And then, like, I don't know, she had like mutual friends with him on Facebook or whatever. And then saw him on the news the next day and was like, oh, interesting. And then this is my last one.
Okay, say something bad. I always kind of thought Boston Marathon bomber was cute.
Shut up.
Everyone gets that. Oh, I feel so validated. related.
I'm not remarking upon that.
Everyone thinks that.
Everyone's thinking it.
Sorry, everyone thinks it. That. It was controversial, obviously.
He was,
but
young, he had kind of curly hair, and I was big into Nick.
I was into his beard. I liked his
you what?
Beard.
That's fair.
I liked his stubble.
Yeah.
Wait, also made him look more mature. My last recent murder was a guy killed his wife during coronavirus and lied and said she had corona and she was in the hospital, but she was actually dead. And that's my last one. And that was
wait. Is this all your same town?
All my same. Well, yeah. My same. Yeah, two of are my town, and one was up in the county. They're like 10 minutes away. Yeah.
You did the greatest hits.
Yeah, that was the best stuff. Anyway, worst, all the worst. Okay. Anyway, how about you? Tell me about yourself and your murders.
Name, age, what you do, and your favorite hometown murder.
Cool. I actually have one. So.
Yeah, it's true.
My name's Lily. I'm 24. I'm in England right now, which is funny to me. I'm at
here we go.
It's weird.
She doesn't breezes right by.
She doesn't even hear it anymore. It just sounds like breathing to her.
It just sounds like what's up? I am currently working at Oxford, actually, which is why I'm here. I'm working for a professor here, which is cool, on like refugee studies stuff, which is the least descriptive way I can describe it. My actually hometown murder story, which I feel like this was going to come up anyways, so might as well just. I was actually nervous about it coming up. I was like, I hope they don't ask me. I was going to say, I hope they don't ask me what my first kiss was, because my first kiss is in jail for murdering someone, actually, which is a crazy way to start this podcast.
Okay. Oh,
I love that.
But he murdered his chiropractor a few years ago. It's actually really sad. It's really fucking crazy. He's also a twin. He has a twin sister, and so my twin brother and I and him and his twin sister would always we would smoke weed together in middle school, like cool kids.
So cool. I was so scared of weed in middle school. I literally I didn't snitch on anybody, but I was an accomplice to a snitchery that occurred on one of my friends that was smoking weed in middle school. I would
cry whenever my dad did. My dad is an addict.
Oh, my mom deeply.
Whoa.
I don't think my mom does not smoke weed. She probably didn't. Okay. Her, but she's scared of it now. Anyway.
Well, we wouldn't have been friends, but maybe we could now.
Yeah, I was deeply a theater kid in high school, so in middle school, and I'm sorry for who I am.
I don't get that from you now.
Oh. Thank you. I actually get people tell me I think it was literally one of the therapists that my sister and I have been seeing together. Okay, we're working together. we made a joke, Annabelle and I made a joke about being theater kids, and she was like, oh really? I couldn't tell. And I was like, girl, I'm paying you to be nice to me. But anyhow, okay. Murderer.
Well, he actually just had a lot of mental health issues. It's pretty sad. But he murdered someone my sophomore year of college, or freshman year of college. I don't really know why he killed his chiropractor. He just went pretty crazy. But I got interviewed by the Rhode Island local media, whatever. Like so many phone calls. I didn't really get interviewed. I actually just kept hanging up because I was very freaked out. But we were my freshman year in high school. We were also class presidents together, and we used to hook up in our class president meetings.
That's amazing, to be honest.
Yeah, except that now he's a murderer. So
yeah. Yeah. that does play a part. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's definitely my only. I don't have I don't stack up the murder stories like you do, but I'd say mine is more deep.
That's
fair. I would say I have quality and you have quantity.
That's so true.
That's a close.
Deeply true. I don't have any. I don't know.
When you're
no, it's my first kiss.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy town. Well.
Yeah. He wrote me. Yeah. No, actually, I'm not gonna share that.
Did you have a romantic first kiss?
Me?
Yeah.
You and
with
the,
him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say it was but like insane butterflies, like it was like but yeah, it was like somewhat romantic. I thought it was romantic at the, like in hindsight it wasn't romantic, but you know, it's always like you think that love is one thing and then you find other love and you're like, no, that's love. And then it keeps.
I remember going to a frat like special dinner, sitting next to the TDX trash can the whole night, and I was like, so
yeah, exactly. Just you change, like, but yeah, when I was 14, 15, yes, it was really romantic.
Mm. Cool. So,
that sort of leads me to my first question I have for you guys, which is like, how, and maybe there's a specific cultural figure, cartoon character, maybe even, how did you first know you were gay or queer in some sense?
I've thought about this recently because I love just watching music videos from the early 2000s. And I think that music videos from the early 2000s had a significant impact on me kind of looking, like, okay, specifically, and this is weird because I'm not an enormous fan of her now, but Christina Aguilera's music video back in the day, I literally was like, haha, I'm just going to watch them a lot for no reason, and just kind of watch them a lot. And also her in Burlesque. I was like, at that point, I was like, we know what we're doing here. I'm watching Burlesque, and ton of people are in it that are beautiful. But yeah, and then I guess, I don't know, the goth girl from Danny Phantom was pretty cool too. yeah. And then yeah,
she scared me.
I definitely have more, but off the top of my nog, definitely music videos. I was like, okay, interesting people and their bodies and voices and talent and heart, you know,
and everything about them, not just their looks.
Exactly, precisely. Yeah, I'd say I would attribute that to there.
Yeah. I went on this date with this girl one time who I thought was like cool. She was like Brazilian. I was like, yeah, thick, you know. And then afterwards I went, like, we follow each other on social media and she had posted all these videos. I didn't know beforehand, like whatever. She posted all these videos. She was obsessed with Christina Aguilera. And she would sing these Christina Aguilera songs, and she like truly was so bad. Like it's really mean of me to say. I hope she definitely won't hear this. My last name's not included. But I actually was like, oh my god, I can, like, I'd never been like attracted to someone, and then hearing them perform, like, been so viscerally unattracted, and it was like
it's really a make or break.
A Christina Aguilera tattoo. I forget what it was. Maybe you would know if you were a fan. It was like
I mostly just was really weird. A fan of what she had going on visually, but also
not her tattoos.
Got it. Yeah, I don't know, gee, but that's crazy. Don't have any Christina Aguilera covers.
No, I, sorry, that was my I remember talking to, I would say my first I used to be really into Gossip Girl when I was little. Like fourth grade, fifth grade, whatever. I had an older sister.
A real Blake girl.
No. I used to, neither, actually, I'm like unique. I used to like pretend like whatever with my pillow and shit that I was hooking up with, Dan from Gossip Girl, but I would always play the same scene in my head where it was, that girl, Vanessa or whoever, like very niche character. I don't know if you can picture her now, but then one day I just figured out, I was like, it was always like I was the girl and the same specific girl hooking up with Dan. And then I one day like had this like weird epiphany. I was like, wait, it actually has nothing to do with Dan. It has everything to do with her. And I became really upset. I was like, oh,
Oh shit.
And I was like, oh no.
No, not this. Please.
Anything with this, but it's okay now. So.
Oh, which Jenny.
Was that Taylor Momsen?
Oh, Jenny.
Yeah, Taylor Momsen.
Yeah, she got scary. Yeah,
she scared me.
She was the goth girl from Danny Phantom.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, kind of. You guys not remember Vanessa, though?
I remember Vanessa.
She was in season one, right?
She was in all of them.
I have no idea. She was the most niche character. It was just like very, for years, I was like, I was Vanessa, and then I became Dan hooking up with Vanessa, and it was like, whoa. Yeah.
I became obsessed with a high schooler in the All School Musical when I was like 8 years old, and my mom had to hire her as a babysitter.
Well, of course. Oh yes. Now I'm recalling. I recall this from
God. I only have so many stories.
I know, Sam. I'm like, dang. I actually
have some. Wait, what? But you didn't realize it when you were 8, obviously.
I mean, part of me knew. Definitely, I was like always obsessing over women.
Yeah.
But then I also was obsessing over men, but I think now, like my Nick Jonas thing, now I'm thinking like, yeah, I wanted to be Nick Jonas, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a fair assessment.
So hard to know.
Well, it's a good justification for being chaste to be Nick Jonas. What are you guys, were you about to say something?
Oh, I was going to ask a question, but you can ask one too.
I was going to ask what you guys are going to be for Halloween.
And that's what I was going to ask. We are
queen.
Damn. Wow. It's not like we had a text full of questions.
We're kind of specifically following our agenda.
Surprising. I ordered my Halloween costumes today on the Devil's website, Amazon.com. And ooh. I know it's bad, but I literally was like, oops, I totally forgot to buy anything for them I'm like, what's the date? Who knows? Time's flying. It's almost Halloween. So I'm going to be Pennywise. And then also I got like a Maleficent hat kind of thing. And then also me and my sister, just for Twitter purposes, I think are going to dress up as like, you know, have you seen on Twitter those twins that they say Da Vinci, they say who painted the Mona Lisa, and then they say Da Vinci at the same, you know.
As a twin, you need to see this video and we'll send it to you.
Da Vinci is the kind of zeitgeist of twin culture. But so we're going to do that. And
do you think that I'm not a twin because I'm fraternal?
No,
like in your
I
head?
Think it's, to me, it's the main part of twinship. Is growing up with somebody that's your exact same age. Is
true.
Like,
true.
I don't know. Like, people always, I mean, but also you have a bonus. You have a bonus Jonas. So, a bonus. That was for the Jonas.
The third sibling.
Well, I have two other siblings, actually.
Oh, okay.
My parents only wanted, like, one or two kids, and I got four. Well, they're always, like, older sister.
Ah, nice.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, that's cute, you guys. My twin brother never dressed up in Halloween costumes together.
Never, even when you were like toddlers.
I don't think so.
That's cool. I guess it's good.
We wanted to be our own people. We also used to like. I used to make my parents bake us separate cakes for our birthday.
I
like
think
sing to me later.
Totally did that.
That's
too.
Totally fair.
Yeah.
So annoying of me.
Everything like.
And I think I vaguely remember like Annabelle and I having different birthday parties, but inviting like mostly the same people. And it was just like two sleepovers like in a weekend
competing in a row. Sleepovers.
Yeah.
Same night.
Yeah. Just. Yeah. We mostly had the same friends, so it was like chill and fine. But you know. What now we're the Da Vinci twins. Okay.
Is your sister queer?
She's not. She's a pretty straight.
Super interesting, nature versus nurture.
I know, kind of wild. I'm like, I think it was Tumblr that did this to me. and also, yeah, I deeply was on there looking at all the Glee fan fiction.
Tumblr and Gossip Girl. Don't let your kids watch that. It'll make them gay.
Well, yeah. There's no.
No, I had to stop watching Glee because I thought it was making me gay. I'm so sad.
I kind of leaned into it for that very reason. I said,
definitely stopped. Freaked me out.
I
craved it, you know.
At the same time as I got really into Glee, like I was kind of like best friends with this girl in high school that I like look back on it and I'm like, interesting, not all best friends Skype every day even though they live 10 minutes apart. And so we were Glee heads together and I was like, interesting. It was kind of
okay, you be Santana, I'll be Brittany.
Literally. But yeah, so I was big on that. But yeah, my sister is straight. And this is kind of silly goose, but recently we posted a picture of each other of ourselves standing next to each other on Instagram and we're like holding hands in the picture, but it's like very normal and regular. And three people commented on the picture being like, I'm really sick of you guys queer baiting with these like pictures and like this and that, whatever. And
oh my God. I
had to like message these people and be like, what are you talking? What are you saying? Like, we are just sisters standing next to each other. So that was crazy. It was like drama.
You were like, we found out when we were 13, we were identical. Like, are you?
We've been in love ever since.
Exactly. We're like, well, before that, you can just get rid of the romantic love that blooms, you know? But yeah, that was crazy. But yeah, so she's straight.
Sure.
Is your brother a straighty or a non-straighty?
he's straight. Everyone's always like wishes he was this guy, but you know, it's funny, he's really sweet, he's much nicer than I am, and so I think for that reason people are often like, oh, he must be like kind of gay just because he's like a nice straight man, like it's confusing.
Yeah, an anomaly.
But no, I remember actually like in high school I was talking to him recently about this. I had this like conversation with him, we were walking home from a party and I was like, do you ever want to kiss boys? And he was like, no.
Is that something I should be doing? What?
Yeah, he was like, no. And then he was like, why do you ask? And I was like, no reason.
That's so funny. Oh my God.
I never asked that to Annabelle, but one of our friends that I was friends with, that we were like, she lived with freshman year. She was like one of my sister's randomly assigned roommates. She like asked Annabelle, and then I began kind of smooching her on the low. It was major drama. We also like lived at her home over the summer after freshman year because we were like interning in where she lived for some reason, because we were like, I don't know, whatever, lots going on. And one day like she and my sister were just like driving at night, and she was apparently asked my sister like, do you ever think about, I don't know, like if you like girls? And my sister was like, nope. And she was like, yeah, me neither. No, yeah, me neither. totally same.
And wait, was this said before you'd smooched her?
This was after we had smooched. I think that she was
manipulative.
Like,
whoa.
Yeah. I think she was trying to like get a feel if my sister would like care if she knew about like us smooching or not. Mm. Which like obviously she wouldn't care, but like whatever.
It's like, but she didn't ask her like, are you homophobic?
Hey, do you like hate gay people or what's up?
Are you gay or do you hate gay people?
Yeah. But also I didn't know this until college either, but the girl who I mentioned earlier that I was obsessed with Glee with, who like also I spoke briefly about in the first episode, it was my first queer kiss as well, she apparently in high school came up to my sister in the bus loop. I was like, you know your sister likes girls, right? And then Annabelle was like, what? And then she was like, what? And then Annabelle just never asked me about it, and but now we like, I don't know.
She's actually nice of Annabelle.
I know, I was like, she didn't tell me about it until years later. I was like, okay, girl, ally. The A in LGBTQIA is Annabelle.
And that's why you're allowed to queer
bait
online.
That's why we're allowed to queer bait by posting pictures with each other. Which is beautiful.
I guess maybe you hopefully don't get creepy twin questions.
I know. I hope
me?
It's about like,
yeah,
twin girls always get asked.
Something, yes, absolutely. It's really, really crazy.
Born.
Yeah, it's like literally the
Lily, again, do you get asked that?
No, well in high school, or maybe not high school, whenever it was like senior in high school, Game of Thrones is a big thing. And Cersei and whoever were like fucking, and a lot of people in a funny way made jokes about it, which I didn't care, but my brother was like so like upset. But my brother and I actually accidentally hooked up with the same girl one time, and we didn't know. It was really bad. I felt really bad. It was, I mean, he hooked up with her first. Mm. She what's fucked up is, neither of us, she knew though, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
So crazy of her, actually. Yeah, no,
that's wild.
And yeah, I had no idea. Awesome. To be fair, I visited him in college. And then I hooked up with this girl who he had been seeing, and I had no idea. Like, I had actually no idea. Wow. It had ended. It was like this whole thing, but it that's definitely turned crazy into our biggest like kind of weird fight we'd ever had. It was like horrible.
Dang, that's wild.
It's like horrible. I always ask now, I'm like, do you know my brother Owen? And have you ever kissed him?
Dang.
Yes or no?
That's so wild. Oh my God. Yeah.
Actually, never gotten over it.
Yeah, that's effed up and crazy. That was on her. That was not on you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's wacko.
Yeah,
I know. Dang. It's okay.
Okay, we have another question for you.
I love questions.
Here it is. What are you recovering from?
To get randomly beat.
I think this one might be pulled from the New York Times questions to make you fall in love. Sorry, I'm rolling around because I
came up with it.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. I guess like in a not necessarily literal sense, but I guess like in a mental health way, I'm like a huge hypochondriac. But
COVID-19.
Yeah, no, not COVID. But I'm just so constantly scared that I'm gonna get COVID, even though I'm like in be careful and just I just like am a big, big, big hypochondriac and have always been that way. So I'm trying, I guess I'm recovering from being that way because I'm like, you know, I don't know, medicated. Yes, queen. And yeah, changed my meds during quarantine and it really was a hit. So I'd say working on not thinking I'm suffering from terminal illnesses all the time. That'll be me recovering from that. Awesome. How about you? How about yourself?
I think that's a really hard question.
Corona is worse than corona.
I would say so.
Yeah, somebody who's had COVID, even when I had it, being scared of it was worse than the actual thing.
When did you have it? Sorry, you probably talked about it lots on this podcast.
No, I don't think I have that much. Halfway through April, we got it the day we came back from Tom's place in Connecticut. And we were,
no way.
Yeah, disgusting here.
I was kind of near his place in Connecticut at that time.
Yeah, that's right. Didn't you guys go surfing once?
No, he was going to watch me surf and then he didn't show up or something. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Stunning.
Tom is a legacy of the pod as well. He was just on a
list. I know. I saw him. He told me about it. I don't know. Like, I am recovering from, this is maybe an annoying answer, but like before COVID, I really like loved just like fucking off and not telling people where I was going in a really weird way. Like I can't even explain it, like articulate it. I would just like I was actually at Stanford last year and I would like go to LA like a lot of weekends. People would be like, where are you? And there was something strange. Yeah, no, I really have always actually from like a young age loved that. And you're like, well, how from a young age should you even do that? But I found a way.
5 years old.
I was like, and so I think COVID was really hard. At least at first I was like stuck with I actually ended up leaving early, which is probably bad, but I was stuck with my parents for a while. And I actually like, I think I had a bit of a mental breakdown because I was like, I can't, like, I just have to be really present. And like, I think I'm recovering. I think it was really good for me, but I'm recovering from maybe it's not recovering. I'm just like learning how to be more present. I think COVID was good for me in that way. So that's probably a cop-out answer, but just like not move around, just be. I mean, now I'm in England, so it's different, but before that. Yeah,
going absolute England.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here it even also feels like I mean, I just am laughing. I'm like, why the fuck am I in England? It's not really my vibe, but it's super cool.
Would you say if England's not your vibe, like what place like would you say is your vibe?
I don't know. I was fortunate enough to kind of live a lot of random places, and I worked as a surf instructor a lot of places.
Whoa, that's the coolest thing ever.
It was cool.
I personally have taught improv to children, which is the actual polar opposite of that, and incredibly lame.
No, I think it's kind of similar, actually. You have to like be like, you're awesome.
You have to be really athletic for both.
You have to just be honor. Like you're great even though you're bad. Okay.
Absolutely, yeah, major.
But so I think maybe Cape Town. I lived in Cape Town for a while, which was really awesome. Let's go there again. Hell yeah. But I don't know. It just wouldn't be England. Like I would live literally anywhere else.
That's,
I don't know. I was in the Rockaways for a while this summer, and I feel like I would like to move back there this winter. Nice. Which is so weird. Have you guys ever been there? It's near all of you, so you should go. You can come visit me in the winter.
Far Rockaways.
I've been on the train.
Yeah,
I've been on that.
Is it at the end of the day?
Yes.
It's awesome. It's actually the best place ever.
I've heard people probably be there this winter. House there for the weekend.
Okay, well, I would get the house there for the year. Yeah,
that's so such a cool idea. I love that.
Especially only in England till.
Well, I don't know. It's I'm I have a visa for like 3 years, which is crazy.
Whoa. Yeah, you got it.
So Sabina, if you're trying to, you know, date, it can be to my dependent.
Absolutely.
It's really crazy I got this. I'm actually confused by it, but I don't have to be here in person in the winter. I have to be here in person in the spring again. but I'll probably not be here in the winter. Yeah, it's super weird.
England, man, that's wild.
Yeah,
I've only been to England once, and I was like visiting friends that were abroad in London, and they were like, well, here's my dorm anyway.
Are things open? Are they like I don't know.
People here don't take it very seriously. I've been in London a lot. One of my best friends lives in London, and she's not very far. And they supposedly like shut down this weekend, and it was my birthday weekend, so I went. Being like, before it shut down, I was like, "Oh, we're gonna have a party!" And then we ended up just like having a party all weekend. Like it wasn't like we went inside to restaurants. No one wears a mask. Like it was like, crazy. Wow. Just like,
I guess they. Like,
I know.
Yeah, no, but like
they, no, they didn't.
Biking higher than they ever were. I just They're checked spiking. All of Europe. Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes
yeah.
sense. I think they've just kind of called it off.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I think the COVID shutdown happened on my birthday. So that was kind of iconic.
But you can't get COVID on your birthday.
You simply
can't. You can't get it. It's not allowed.
Oh, my God.
Wait, so your birthday's in, Sabina's, your birthday's in March?
Yeah, March 15th.
So what's your star sign?
I'm a Pisces.
And do you identify with your star sign?
I definitely do. In college, me and my friends were deeply, deeply, deeply so into astrology. But even still, like, when people are like, okay, so then tell me, read my chart. I'm like, I personally am bad at that. But my sister fully, like, does people's charts for money, which, like.
That's so, gay of her.
I know, right? I'm like, she is queerbaiting with every part of her. No.
Yeah, well.
I know, I should really just, you know, whatever. But, yeah, she is deeply into it. But we. What's interesting is that we, because Annabelle and I were born so far apart for twins, we have different rising signs.
Same with my brother. Not to keep saying same, but
that's good. Yeah. Wait, what is your, what's your like sun, moon, and rising, and what's your brother's ones? Do you not, if you don't know off the top, you're not.
I'm sorry. I know that I'm a Libra. I believe in justice.
scales.
My other two things are both Sagittarius. Which actually I more identify with. But my brother's is Sag and then something, the third one's different. I forget what it is.
Interesting.
But he does not believe in it at all. He actually wants to slap me in the face if I ever bring it up.
That's
not like violently. He's really mellow. Just more like, he's like, fuck off. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair. I feel like
what about
a
you?
Lot of straight men are bad. They don't like astrology.
Losers.
I know, lame. I'm a Pisces and then Pisces rising, and Annabelle's a different rising, which is she's an Aquarius rising, and then we're both Gemini moons. So basically, like, I think that what she says, like the like metaphor that she uses to explain it to people is like, your rising is how you like present to people. So that's like, if you're thinking of like an egg, it's like the shell of the egg, and then the white of the egg is your sun, which is like kind of the meat of your personality, but then the yolk is the moon, which is like your emotional core. That's how she explains it to people. But yeah, so I think Sag is good. Sag is good. Libra's great. Libra's great. Libras are the most charming sign, in my opinion. And everyone loves Libras. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mr. Loco at Cobb, fellow Pisces, using the test. Absolute cuckoo town, but.
We're mentally
way.
Ill.
But in like a cool, like a psychic way. Kind of fun. Yeah, where do we even begin with that? Astrology. Backwards. Who knows? Yeah, I don't know. Have you abandoned us without telling us?
Yeah, that's literally exactly what we did.
Okay, well, I noticed, and you guys are kind of being scary. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, but now?
No, now I'm aware of it. Now I can actually thrive and survive.
We're gonna leave you guys alone for a second, Lynn.
Nice. I know.
I know,
literally. They're trying to do it covertly. Okay, yeah. Leap out of the window.
Wait, the podcast people can't even see that. That's so annoying.
That's literally scary. Okay, this beautiful picture of Caroline. Okay. Aww. Stunning. Oh, that's so cute. Okay, let's see what else. Do you like to read? Are you reading anything good right now or anything bad?
You know what? I do like to read. I'm not actually reading anything right now. I just finished. Fuck, what is it called? I just finished this book. Girl, Woman, Other.
Ooh, that sounds.
You read that? No, I thought it'd be really good. I thought it'd be like more about gender identity, but like, it was cool. It takes place in England, and it had a lot to do with like queerness. I was like, I'm gonna love it, but it was like long and boring, honestly.
Oh,
how about you?
I am currently reading this book that is my sister's favorite book. I'm liking it fine, but I like definitely, books are like the number one thing that I spend money on because I'm a fool. And during quarantine, I've just been like ordering.
Where do you order them from?
So recently I've been ordering them from Thrift Books because.
Okay, cool. Like,
yeah, yeah. And there's like, and also if you buy enough books on Thrift Books and you get free books, which is like, yes.
That's awesome. I think so many people buy them on Amazon and that's like.
On Amazon, it's like, yes, they come in the mail quickly. It's like
you're paying Jeff Bezos. You might as well not read. You might as well just like go die.
Burn books in the square. Exactly. Although, yes, famously, I bought my Pennywise costume on Amazon, but that's different. You can't do it. But yes. I was going to like try and make a costume, but I was like, that's not going to happen.
Oh my God. Whoa.
His name is Sultan. Sorry. He's pretty slay. So what am I reading? I'm reading my sister's favorite book and it's called The Big Lonesome. And it's about like a bunch of short stories about cowboys. And it's also like a lot of absurdist stuff. And I'm like, I would not peg this to be my sister's favorite book. Cause she's very like, she's smart and reads, but is much more like a little more outgoing and kind of like, I don't know. It's a very abstract book and I wouldn't necessarily peg her to like love this very absurd.
Is she
book.
More outgoing than you are?
Yes. And I think when people meet us separately, they're like, how is that possible? You guys are both insane. And I'm like, yes. But she is very much more like, she was in high school, like very popular. And she was also like co-class president.
This is probably what my brother would say about me.
Yeah. And she's like, I don't know. She's been, you know, very focused on her like online persona for longer than I have. So she's like big on Twitter, the whole nine yards. So
she's a comedian also.
Yes. And we like together and it's fun. And we love to write together and we do stand up as like a duo, which is fun. But yeah, like during quarantine, obviously comedy's like, what is it? Who knows? I do deeply have a show after this as well, but you know.
Wait, tonight?
Yeah. It's on Where? Zoom. Go ahead, watch. No, don't. You can if you want.
No, I will. It's 12:30 here, but.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Iconic. I deeply forgot about time and the differences of time. Yeah, that would be how many hours ahead?
Five.
Word. I always forget. Because I.
No, I mean, why would you?
Well, because my dad's side of the family is from Germany. So I used to. He lived in Germany for a bunch of time. And so I like when I would have to like call him and stuff, I'd be like, oh shit, it's like this time in Germany, 6 hours.
Yeah.
Six hours ahead.
Yeah. I think Germany's six. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the only reason. So England, I guess I didn't even put together geographically, there'd be less, but yes. amazing. What else? Oh, I also just read. Okay. So the cowboy book is like fine, but I also just read, I don't know if you're like a horror movie person. I'm a big horror movie person, but I know sometimes I didn't watch any horror movies until I was like in high school and then I became addicted, but I just read the book series that The Ring is based on and it was really good.
Oh no, I get really freaked out actually. I get like big time nightmares. Yeah.
What's the scariest? Like what's the movie that fucked you up the most?
What's that movie? I was about to say The Shining and it's not that at all. There was this movie I watched when like fifth grade. I have no idea what the name is. And it's like this like scary head comes and attacks people. And I still dream about it. And that was like
crazy.
15 years ago? I don't know how long ago it was.
Oh my God. I just realized the other day that Insidious, which I deeply remember seeing in theaters, came out 10 years ago. And I was like, old
time.
But you know.
I just watched last night that show Ratchet.
Oh, the Ryan Murphy.
But that was even too scary for me.
Really? I've heard that
because of the lobotomy stuff, I can't do it.
That makes sense.
My
sister watched it and was like, it was horrible but fun. Ryan Murphy is a crazy person. Did you ever watch American Horror Story?
No.
Oh my God. It's
crazy. But like, I mean, of course, I mean, it's like a cultural thing. Like I've seen, I know what it
is.
It was,
one of the seasons was based in the town that I'm from, which is classic,
the way we started this conversation.
I know. Kind of circling back.
You had a ton of murders there. Makes a lot of sense.
That does make sense.
I'm here too.
Okay. Welcome back, guys.
Welcome.
I heard Ratchet and I couldn't stay away because.
Classy bougie Ratchet.
That show seems like such a massacre of the book One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and
which I love.
Yeah, I didn't really, I agree.
Yeah,
but
it's, I actually
champion fun too.
I don't know. I actually think like maybe if I was like less of a pussy, I would like it. I was just too scared. But I thought they didn't do One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest justice in that show. And I've only three episodes in, so I could be wrong. And you could fight me on that.
I love crazy. I just love any scary thing because I didn't watch anything scary until I was like 15, and then I then immediately watched like the scariest things I could think of to like desensitize myself to it. But now I love it, which is kind of
yeah.
Maybe again, you know.
Well, you guys got to check out Hubie Halloween. It's the time of year.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Baby. Wait, what's that?
It's the new Adam Sandler.
The Adam Sandler situation. What is it? Is it a movie? A show?
It's a movie. I watched the trailer. Oh my god! I've never
what
seen.
What is Hubie?
Well, Adam Sandler said that if he lost the Oscar for Uncut Gems, he would he would make the worst movie ever.
I was like, fuck you.
That's so conceited of Adam Sandler to be like,
yes.
You better give me the Oscar or else I'm going
to make the worst movie. And it's impossible for me to make a bad movie. It's going
to
be
I have to try hard to make a bad movie. Like, fuck off, Adam Sandler.
He's going to win the Oscar. Hubie Halloween. Yeah. Big Oscar buzz.
And the Oscar goes to
Lala. Hubie Halloween.
That was on my birthday.
Really?
Yeah, we were at the Chili's. We watched La La Land get best picture from
the
TV bar.
True, it was at your birthday dinner.
Whoa.
Palo Alto Chili's.
Of course.
Aww. Chili. Wait, so were you guys graduated in 2017, 18?
Yeah, 17.
I was 18. I graduated in 2018.
Mm. But you're like, young.
Yes.
Younger for your grade.
Yeah,
age.
I also skipped a grade back in the day.
Wow.
Yeah. Just for fun.
Cool. Well, I got held back a bunch, I guess. Or I took time off.
Yeah, that's cool. That's
you had a lot
your
of
sabbatical years. Fourth grade.
Yeah, yeah. I took a sabbatical in fourth grade and it was epic.
Really found yourself, kind of. Did some surf instructing in Cape Town.
Yeah. I was 11. I think there was so many girls back then.
Iconic. Truly beautiful and normal and regular.
Well, we're kind of reaching the end here, but do you guys have anything pressing to ask each other or anything that you would like to plug?
Oh yeah, sometimes if you have like, you know, organizations, social media handles. Sometimes you don't.
That's also true. I mean, I'll say it again. As I said on last episode, follow me, Sabina Lily on Instagram, Sabina Meshi on Twitter. And I guess if you just Google me, there's probably some really embarrassing things that come up, i.e. sketches that I've made and written and done. You know, who knows? Watch them or
wait, your name's that. Sabina Lily
on
social
Instagram,
media?
Yes. That's not funny. Right. Isn't that wacko? Silly goose. And yes. And then that's pretty much all. That's pretty much all I have going on.
Well, you have a show.
That's true. Yeah, it won't come out.
It won't come out.
When you're listening to this, pretend I crushed at the show. I actually probably crushed. Future me, good job.
Yeah, you will. I have nothing to plug because I am not a performer. So.
And that's good.
And I'm scared of social media.
That's fair. That's a normal way to live.
You're off the grid.
That's a good one. I watched, you know what's messed up? I watched The Social Dilemma a couple days ago with my friend, and we deeply were on our phones the whole time, didn't pay attention. And we were like, yes, we're going to put this on. But then we just started playing Among Us, which is a great video. So we're like, okay, and we're just playing Among Us the whole time. And
we're like, what?
Yeah, we were like, this will not affect us. Nothing can dislodge, you know, the internet from my brain, unfortunately. But, you know, whatever. I read books. It cancels out.
Well, I think The Social Dilemma was a little bit like, they had good things, like good sound bites, but overall I was like,
yeah. The weird, it was the thing with the guys that was like, okay, give them an ad. No, give them, like, give it, send them a picture of this cute girl.
The acting part, I know. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, it was a mess. Soft. I was like, yeah, no, this is not happening. I was like, I would honestly be flattered if there were three men in a room being like, this is what she likes. This is why I would give her this ad. I think,
yeah, I wish I had three men in a room obsessing over me.
Whoever's giving me my Instagram sponsored ads, it works because I constantly am spending money on the internet. But
the three men in my life, Mark,
Jeff Bezos.
Jeff, and what's the Twitter guy?
Oh, Jack Dorsey.
Jack.
Yes. He's kind of
Jack's
up
the hottest of the three, though.
Yeah.
If I had to, like, marry, fuck, kill Mark, Jeff, and Jack.
Kill Mark immediately.
Well, kill Mark, marry Jeff, and fuck Jack.
Oh, yeah, that's so true. Yeah, marry Jeff and then say,
yeah,
the money
is mine.
Yeah, shit. I hate the guy. Yeah. And then I get divorced with him and be the richest woman in the world, like his ex, baby.
Yeah, literally.
Mackenzie, baby.
And yeah. And then I'd murder him.
Oh, yeah. So marry and kill, but not fuck.
Yeah, actually.
But marry first. Yeah, definitely.
Doing a service too.
Yeah, yeah.
But Jack's like, kind of hot.
He has the most life in his eyes.
Jack does.
And Jeff.
He's like, Jeff doesn't he?
And let's be honest.
Oh my God. Caroline, no.
Caroline, no.
I think Jack is the hottest, but I think Jeff has more life Jack in his eyes than Mark.
Because I think
wait, what makes you say that Jeff has life in his eyes?
His eyes are going two different directions. What you're saying is that they have a life of their
own. Let me Google image.
One of his eyes is like big and one is small, right? Am I wrong?
Jeff Bezos?
Yeah, one of his eyes is messed up.
Caroline just said Jeff has life. Jeff has a sparkle in his eyes that makes her want to. Okay.
Caroline kind of has a crush. Jeff.
Is she okay?
I'm gonna send us a group text of a picture.
Wait, let me look. Jeff Bezos definitely has some jacked up. Why did I just start? I said jacked up and start.
I think he looks more human than
when I like first learned Mark. What he looks like, I was like,
no way. I mean, that's like really not that hard.
Literally, like, hold on, where is he? Yeah, one big eye, one small.
Caroline,
looks
what?
Like a naked mole rat. Oh my God, this photo is so. He looks like a parrot that all the feathers fell out. That's literally what he looks like.
I'll post this picture on the Instagram when we
and be like, this is all of our episode. Celebrity crush. Jeff Bezos.
Oh yeah, just Caroline's. I think.
Yeah. Oh my God,
he's just in it for the money.
That's true. But yeah, I don't, off the top of my head, I don't know exactly what the Twitter CEO guy looks like, but I read an article once where he like, doesn't he only eat like one day a week or something?
He's a little crazy.
That's hot to me.
I think he does
intermittent sleeping. I like skinny boys.
skinny boys that are also tech giants. Skinny in the streets, tech giant in the tweets.
Fuck me up.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, I guess I don't have anything to plug, but dude, everyone I know is sad right now and times are tough, so take care of yourself and take care of each other.
Have a sleepover with your friend like me and Calm are gonna do tonight.
Yeah, I'm staying in the kitchen.
I guess closet. Okay. That's it for the episode.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Happy Halloween. Hubie Halloween.
Puna
next week.